ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 10 and also chapter 10, and text today we will read 8. So we will read this text and discuss something about the pastime of Nal, Kubar and Manigriva. And also today is Hera Panchami, very celebrated festivals. Takes place in Jagannath Puri. It's taking place. This is time they are must be in the engaged in the festivity. So first we will discuss this text, deliverance of Jamal Arjun tree, and then we'll discuss Hera Panchami festival. Please repeat after me.
श्री नारद उवाच नहन्यो जुषतो जुष्या बुद्धि भ्रंशो रजोगुणः श्रीमदाताभिजात्यादिर् यत्र स्त्रीदूतमाशवः श्रीनारद उवाच
नारद मुनि सेड
ना देर इज नाउट ही इंडीड अन्यः अनदर मटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट जुषतः ऑफ वन हु इज एंजॉयिंग योश्या थिंग्स वेरी अट्रैक्टिव इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड डिफरेंट वैरायटीज ऑफ ईटिंग स्लीपिंग मेटिंग एंड डिफेंस बुद्धि भ्रंश सच एंजॉयमेंट अट्रैक्ट्स द इंटेलिजेंस रज गुण विंग कंट्रोल्ड बाय द मोड्स ऑफ पैशन श्री मदात देन रिचेस अभिजात आदि एमोंग द फोर मटेरियल प्रिंसिपल्स अट्रैक्टिव पर्सनल ब्यूटी सॉरी अट्रैक्टिव पर्सनल बॉडली फीचर वर्थ इन अरिस्टोक्रेटिक फैमिली विंग वेरी लर्नेड एंड विंग वेरी रिच यत्रा वेयर इन स्त्री वुमेन द्यूतम गैम्बलिंग आशवह वाइन वाइन वुमेन एंड गैम्बलिंग आर वेरी प्रोमिनेंट ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पल बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की नारद मुनि सेड एमोंग ऑल द अट्रैक्शन ऑफ मटेरियल एंजॉयमेंट द अट्रैक्शन ऑफ रिचेज विविल्डर्स वन इंटेलिजेंट मोर देन हैविंग ब्यूटिफुल बॉडली फीचर्स टेकिंग बर्थ इन एन अरिस्टोक्रेटिक फैमिली एंड बींग लर्नेड व्हेन वन इज अनएडुकेटेड बट फॉल्सली पफ्ड अप बाय द वेल्थ द रिजल्ट इज दैट वन एंगेजेज हिज वेल्थ इन एंजॉयिंग वाइन वुमेन एंड गैम्बलिंग एमंग द थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर गुडनेस पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस पीपुल आर सर्टेनली कंडक्टेड बाय द लोअर क्वालिटीज नेमली पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस एंड एस्पेशली बाय पैशन कंडक्टेड बाय द मोड्स ऑफ पैशन वन बिकम्स मोर एंड मोर इन्वॉल्व इन मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस देयरफॉर ह्यूमन लाइफ इज मीन्ट फॉर subduing the modes of passion and ignorance and advancing in the modes of goodness tada rajas tamo bhavah bhavah kam lobhadayasye cet etair anabiddham sitam satve prasiddati srimad bhagavatam 1-19 this is culture one must subdue the modes of passion and ignorance In the modes of passion, when one is falsely proud of wealth, one engages his wealth only for three things, namely wine, women, and gambling. We can actually see, especially in the age, that all who have unnecessary riches simply try to enjoy these three things. In Western civilization, these three things are very prominent because of an unnecessary increase of wealth. Narad Muni considered all this in the case of Maligriv and Nalkubar because he found in them so much pride
in the wealth of their father's father Kubera. Yet this verse, Narad ji speaking to himself, not addressing any person, and when, in which context Narad ji is speaking this thing, I will go a little behind to come up to this point. we know the previous chapter describes Krishna was bound in the rope of Mother Yashoda. that part had taken place. Krishna was there. He was bound in the rope of Mother Yashoda. At that point, Srimad Bhagavatam described Krishnasu Grih Krityesu Vyagrayam Matari Prabhu. Mother Yashoda binds Krishna, and after binding him, he appointed some children also were there. Mother told that you take care of this boy, otherwise he go here there. Of the same age, you must remember that Krishna that day was little more than 3 years old. 3 years, approximately 3 months, 2 months old. When Mother Yashoda engaged herself in household affair, and then Krishna adrakshin arjuno purvam guheko dhanatatmajo, then Krishna sa, Krishna glanced Guhyako Dhanat Atmajo, two sons of Kubera. How there was no presence of two sons of Kubera, that Sukhdev Goswami described that Krishna glanced on the Nalkubar and Manigriv. They were the sons of Kuber. Kuber is the treasurer of the heavenly planet. King Indra is the king and his treasurer Kuber, considered to be the richest personality on this universe, this creation. And they were sons. So Pura Narad Srapina Brikshtam Prapito Madat, because they were, Sukhdev Goswami describing that, because they were cursed by Narad Rishi, that is reason why they had taken a body of a tree, twin trees. And Nalkubar and Manigri, that's their previous name, Khyato Sriyanta. This description Sukhdev Goswami gave to Parikshit Maharaj. That Nalkubar and Manigri were cursed by Devarshi Narad Rishi. That is reason why, though in their previous life they were demigods, sons of Kumar, they have taken the body of tree and right there in the court order Mother Yashoda. After hearing this description, Parikshit Maharaj become very much eager to know the mystery. Kathyatam Bhagavan Netayo Shapasya Karanam. My dear Sukhdev Goswami, now please describe. Kathyatam, please tell me, how come that such a great personality, Narad Muni, cursed Nalkubara and Manigri? What was the reason of cursing? Yattad vigarhitam karma yena va devarshitam. Narad is Mahabhagavat, great personality, pure devotee. He is the free from all the modes of material nature, rajogun, tamogun and sattogun. Free from all three modes of material nature. How come that he became angry so much so that he dared to curse Nalkubar and Manigri? We know Bhagavad Gita describes that if we have developed some desire, kaam, lust, and when our desire, lust is frustrated, then comes krodh, anger. So Naradji is supposed to be free from all any type of desire, any lust. No question of his desire being frustrated, obstructed. Then how come their krodh came? Krodh, anger is the effect of rajogun, mode of passion. Beside, he is a saintly person, always engaged in kirtan, always vibrating the veena, singing the name of Krishna. His consciousness doesn't go beyond the jurisdiction of pure devotional service. How it is possible that Narad, such a great devotee, Mahabhagavat, topmost Bhagavat, he became angry and gave it. It is not possible. Parikshit Maharaj said that it could not happen. It is psychological impossibility that Narad becomes angry. And he curses. So he asking, Kathyatam etayo tayo shapasya karanam. Please describe. There must be some mystery behind this curse. Naradji becoming angry and giving curse. Could not be a simple thing. There must be some mystery behind this pastime of Krishna. Mystery of Yoga Maya, Lila Shakti or Mahashakti. Then Parikshit Maharaj himself that it could not, maybe superficially, it appears that Narada was angry and he cursed Nalkubar Manigiri, but it could not possibly. It is psychological impossibility that anger, krodh arises in the heart of Devarshi Narada. So, Sukadeva Goswami giving the answer, all these verses, couple of verses, what was there, how come that Nalkubar and Manigiri were cursed by Devarshi Narada. And then, of course, I go through verse to verse. Rudrasya anucharo bhutva dripto dhanadatmaja. Naradji, sorry, Sukadeva Goswami described the story. They were two sons of Kubera, Nalkubar and Manigriva, and they were elevated on the position of the Anuchar, associate of Lord Shiva. First of all, they were sons of Kubera, richest son of richest person in the universe. That was good enough for their pride, false pride. Beside, Rudrasya Anacharo Bhutva, they were recognized that they are the topmost servant, associate of Lord Shiva. So, first reason, richest and Anuchar are associates of Lord Shiva, devotee of Lord Shiva. So, become extremely proud due to this reason. Richest, besides, they have very beautiful bodily feature, strong youth. So, one time, Kailasho Upavane Ramme Madankinya Madhur. One day, from heavenly planet, many apsaras, they collected many number, and they came in Kailash. Kailash, the residence of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva resides that track of land, a special track of Himalaya, that is your Kailash. And there was a garden. Garden was right on the bank of Ganga River. So it's a place of pilgrimage, Tirthastha. They came with hundreds of apsaras, girls. that, and then they take Varuni Madhuram Pitva. Varuni, you know, in Samudra Manthan, took churning of Samudra Manthan, 14 important things came out. One is Varuni, wine. Last final product was the poison, but before that 13 other things came. Varuni. And they consume, they drink. They opened their bottles. They have brought all the way from the heavenly planet and the Kailash Upavan sitting next to the Ganga River and the bank of Ganga River. And Madhuram Pita, Madhira, very topmost intoxicating wine. Mada Ghunita Lochano, as soon as they took Varuni, immediately their eyes become reddish and eye was rolling. I don't know what is the meaning of rolling eyes. And then Stri Janair and of course other women, ladies were there. they're such a vulgar speech they were speaking. They are speaking something. Vulgar, shlil. Shlil some of the vulgar. There are very dirty thing they are started to talk. And when they were singing, the women were singing and they were following. They are behind, when first the women were singing and they are imitating also. Cheratu Pushpute Bane. This was situation. Narad Ji was on the way to Kailash, the residence of Shiva, and just before the residence of Lord Shiva, just little below, ahead, this scene was there. Pushpite Bane. And then what next? This was the worst thing. A Tirthasthan, bank of Ganga, residence of Lord Shiva, and the association of Lord Shiva, devotees of Lord Shiva, so-called demigod, what they are doing there, even some people do some wrong thing, they don't come and drink the wine in the temple. Sometimes they hidingly go some other places, and these people illegally, and then Narada Ji was just coming in their direction. Antah Parvishya Gangayam. And Narada Ji saw another scene. They were completely mad. And then took their cloth. And the women also followed them. Completely, two persons, Nal or Kumar, completely become naked. They expose their some part of their body which is supposed to be always covered. But they become naked. The women also followed them and they entered right in the river Ganga. Antah Parvishya Gangayam Abhoj Bandaraj Chikratu. And they started their spouting in water, Jal Bihar. See the scene, hundreds of thousands of women and the two personalities, there are not only two persons, so Narada Ji saw this scene, it was happening right in front of Narada Ji. Sukhdev to Goswami to say, Yadrikshe Asya Devarsi Bhagavan Tatra Kaurava Apashya. Bhagavan Narada Ji, Samarth, Bhagavan means powerful personality. He was able to give benediction and he was competent to curse anyone. Bhagavan, powerful personality Narada Ji came. Topmost devotee of Lord Krishna. Apashyat Narada Ji Narada Sadhan, Deva, demigods, sons of Kuber. Chivando, they were intoxicated. Naradji could understand they are intoxicated. They have consumed, they have drink, they have taken Varuni, Madira. Samabuddhyata, Naradji could understand. Here question is, how come that Narad could understand? Naradji did not ask. Besides, Naradji was not supposed to have experience whether they are intoxicated or free from intoxication. He had never consumed any wine. How Naradji could understand the two personality and the woman also, they are intoxicated? क्या हो सकता है, कैसे जान सकते नारद जी? रोलिंग आई जी, हाँ सर, देखिए ओके फाइन. बाय लुकिंग द सिम्टम्स ऑफ बॉडली फीचर, बॉडली एक्सप्रेशन, बॉडली चेंज, नारद कुड अंडरस्टैंड दिस, दे आर द इंटॉक्सिकेटेड पर्सनालिटी. एंड देन तम दृष्टवा, व्हेन दे आर स्पोर्टिंग इन द वाटर, when they saw, they means Nalkubar and Manigiri plus the woman, saw Drishtva Narad, they saw Naradji coming in their direction. They were spouting. Tam Drishtva Birta Devyo Vivastra Shapsang. Devij, the ladies, immediately they came out from the water and they took their respective clothes, it was lying on the bank of the river, came out immediately, hundreds of, and they took their respective clothes on their body. They cover their body with their respective clothes. Why? Because they become shy. Sadhu is coming, we are here with our this personality, but now some saintly person or any person coming in their direction, they are naked, they become shy. Vivastra. Why they become shy? Because they were naked. Absolutely they were naked. So seeing the Narad, they become very much shy. Ashem came out. And on another region, they came to, they cover their body, Shap Sankita. They were aware that Sadhu, when they become angry, they curse. So they had heard the nature of saintly person. They, when they become priest, they can give benediction. That is also there. But when the sadhu becomes angry, then he gives a curse also. So both facts they were knowing. But what about the two personality? They behave like nothing has happened. They were still in the same position. Some part of their body was exposed, revealed, supposed to be covered, private parts. So they did not, they behave as if nothing has happened. Not only that, they started to criticize Naradji. This is Sadhu. Why you come this direction? Why you should come in our direction? You have no, you could go other direction. You don't know, in private places in Ganga we are taking bath with our girlfriends. What do you have any right etiquette? You should have not returned back, or otherwise bypass you have gone. Not only they did not anything, just naked, complete strength. And then because they were Madhira Matto, their pride was there due to their riches, their wealth. And besides, they have taken, consumed the Madira wine. Then, so some decency was in the part of the women. And they were such a indecent behavior, indecent their personality, they were both Nalkubar and तौ दृष्ट्वा मदिरा मतो श्रीमदांधो सुरात मजो तयो अनुग्रह अर्थाय. इन आर्डर टू सुखदेव गोस्वामी, इन आर्डर टू वेस्टो ए स्पेशल मर्सी ऑन नलकुबर एंड मणिगिरी, Shapam Darshan. Devarshi Narada took a vow to curse them. Just he decided no more tolerance. This is the time. He decided, he take a vow that these two personalities should be cursed. Jago. Idam Jago. So Narada ji cursed Nal Kubar and Manigriva. Here one question arises. How come that Narada ji did not curse the women? Istriyon ko vishap, they have both, they were also naked. They are also consumed wine in the Tirth Chaitin Ganga. So crime was equally, they were also equally criminal. They were also doing wrong thing. So how come Narada is such a discrimination, cursing the two personality, Nal Kubar, Manigiri, and sparing, not cursing the woman? Came as a Narada ji ke behalf, it is not, it don't think it's good. They have done something wrong, the woman. And the Nal Kubar and Manigiri. How come that Narada did not curse the woman? Because some decency there was in the part of women. When they saw, they become shy, and immediately they cover their body. So some decency in the part of the lady was there. They are not so proud. Beside coming here in for Jal Bihar, water sporting, it was not the plan of the women. They have been invited, they were boss, and they did come there not on her own desire, but because they have induced, they have brought. So if in presence of superior, if inferior personality subordination does some wrong, then it is, the punishment should be done to the superior person, elderly one. Suppose a boy, son, takes out your car, drives on the road and hits someone, person. Then the boy, the child would be not punished, the father would be punished. So similarly, the whole plan, it was not the plan of the women's. Everything, the leader, the boss were the two persons, that region wise, Narada decided to curse Nal Kubar and Manigiri and not the women. Besides, there was some decency was there in that part. They were civilized one. Their behavior was so, it was not rough and tough. And besides, it is like a law of punishment in Vedic culture. Under no circumstances a woman should be punished. At least capital punishment. still in India, never ever apna any istri got the capital punishment, manmrityu dand. Not only that, you can give little soft punishment. If a woman is punished, that judgment or punishment should be softened by mercy. Even in circumstances, you have to punish a woman, then that punishment should be softened. Good word, softened by mercy. Rough way. Many, that reason why Narada ji did not curse the woman. And then he decided to curse. And this verse talks about na hyanyato justo josyan buddhi bhranso rajoguna. There are many things makes us intoxicated. कुंती देवी से जन्म टेकिंग बर्थ इन ए इन एन अरिस्टोक्रेटिक फैमिली दिट ऑल्सो कॉज फॉर अवर प्राइड ऐश्वर्य ऑपुलेंस रिचेस श्रुत एडुकेशन विद्या स्त्री ब्यूटी पर्सनल ब्यूटीफुल बॉडी दैट एवरीथिंग इंक्रीजेज आवर प्राइड फॉल्स प्राइड सो मच सो कुंती देवी से दैट पर्सन हुज प्राइड फॉल्स प्राइड इट इंक्रीज ड्यू टू दिस एसेट हाई पेरेंटेज जन्म इन ए ब्राह्मण फैमिली आर जन्म इन रिच फैमिली एंड ऐश्वर्य ऑपुलेंस बॉडली फीचर ब्यूटिफुल फीचर नैवा रहती दैट बिकम्स पर्सन बिकम्स सो मैड दैट दे आर नॉट कैपेबल दे आर नॉट क्वालिफाइड इवन टू अटर द नेम ऑफ कृष्ण दे बिकम डिसक्वालिफाइड दे डोंट टेक शेल्टर ऑफ लॉर्ड नारद जी ही सेड ऑल दीज आर द कॉज ऑफ आवर प्राइड आवर ऑफ इंटॉक्सिकेशन वी बिकम इंटॉक्सिकेटेड बट अमंग ऑल दोज इंटॉक्सिकेटिंग थिंग pride of riches this is the topmost it becomes blind when people get that riches because Narad has described that once riches is there wealth is there then three things automatically come in that direction they can afford women prostitution wine of course they can purchase wine even most costly wine they can afford and gambling so once the riches is there opulence is there all other bad quality will come in that direction so Narad ji says that now I should it is my special duty to curb their pride so here description previous verse no question of Narad ji becoming angry It is superficial, outward it appears that Narad was the angry, but Narad intention was he wanted to give a special mercy, and a sadhu knows how he can bestow his special mercy. The Narad ji considered that they are fit candidate for pure devotional service, my highest blessing, and then Narad ji summon. Every ounce of his brahm tej spiritual potency and ready to curse before cursing Narad ji is speaking something so these verses talks about what is the influence of riches in a hindi there is the verse is talk about कनक कनकते सौ गुणी मादकता अधिकार या खाए बौरात है या पाए बौराए या पाए बौरा वन इज द मोस्ट इंटॉक्सिकेटिंग पावरफुल वाइन इज हियर एंड वन प्लेस इज रिचेस बोथ आर इंटॉक्सिकेटिंग बट हंड्रेड टाइम स्ट्रॉन्गर इज द प्राइड ऑफ आर madness of riches because unless and until you open the bottle and consume then intoxicating effect you can see your body if somebody puts wine right in front of someone that person is not going to be intoxicated but you put riches gold in your pocket are not even your bank you are aware that bank balance increase that becomes with mad so kanak 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 means dhatura very intoxicating on element and kanak means riches sona kanak kanak te shaugni madakta adhika ya khae bavrat hai ya paaye bavrat put near is bottle is packed put most powerful intoxicating herb, but it will not give any effect on your body. But put rich gold next to you, you become so mad, you become blind, you cannot see what is good and what is bad. Wrong and right you could. So Narad ji is explaining same thing, that since I want to give the most valuable thing, pure devotional service, for that reason Narad ji, literally I say, he summoned every single ounce of his Brahmatej, his spiritual potency, and take a vow ready to curse. Superficially it appears that he is cursing, but it was the highest benediction, most valuable benediction for Nalkubar and Manigiri. Further verses describe, they got their residence, permanent residence, for thousands of years in Gokul, Brajabas, and not Gokul anywhere, right in the court order Mother Yashoda. They have fortune to see Krishna Bada, even small child. They were playing underneath the tree, two trees. The trees were right in front, right in the courtyard. Many times Krishna embraced the tree. Many times, how tall, how could not, that big tall there. He tried to climb up even. Balam was helping, other boys are, okay, you can climb up. Three were trying to climb. So this fortune, they have witnessed all those sweet, confidential pastime of Krishna Balam, the two tree. So superficially it appears that it is cursed, such a benediction. Not only that, pastime describe how Krishna was his close association, and eventually they were delivered. They have fortune to see Krishna face to face. Not only see face to face, they were able to touch Krishna. They were able to touch the Nalkubar and Manigiri in form of tree. They were able to touch the transcendental form of Krishna. Not only seeing and touching, they spoke some conversation, very celebrated conversation took place between Nalkubar and Manigiri. Further verses will be described. So, superficially it appears that Narad Dev was angry, no question, he was become merciful, and superficially appears that Narad Ji cursed Nalkubar and Manigiri, but actually he bestowed the highest benediction possible to these two sons of Kubera. However, many things to I expert. I was advised to say something. Today is Hera Panchami. You must wait a few minutes. I have. I will finish my talk about Hera Panchami. Then, for question, answer, and comment, we will come to this point. Hera Panchami. Today is Panchami. We know the very pastime of Lord Jagannath. Hera means to see. Nayane Heriba Sada Jugal Rush. Herib means see. So this particular day, Lakshmi ji decided to see Krishna, Jagannath. So that is Hera Panchami. Hera Panchami means Lakshmi ji decided this particular day, Panchami, 1, 2, 3, Panchami today, fifth day of new moon. The Hera Panchami. We know first time Krishna, Jagannath ji, left temple, Jagannath temple, and went to Gundicha temple. Jagannath is what, Dwarka, Nilachal. He left Nilachal, where our temple, our Jagannath temple situated. That place is called Nilachal, a mountain. There's temple is situated in the top of the mountain called Nil Parvat, Nilnath. And Krishna from there went to Gundicha.
That is called Sundarachal, Vrindavan. But Krishna did one little mistake on the part of Krishna. Krishna did not take permission for Lakshmi. Jagannath did not take consent from Lakshmi. Just inform by someone, servant, no, inform her, tomorrow or day after I will return, I am going there. So without permission and without consent of Lakshmi Devi, wife, Krishna, Jagannath went to Sundarachal. Lakshmi Devi came to know by some servant that Krishna has gone. she could not endure the pain of separation from Krishna, Balaram, for Jagannath. Such a chaste wife, she could not bear. Of course, Krishna has promised day after tomorrow. Tomorrow or day after tomorrow, I agreed. So hardly she could bear, hardly she could endure for 2 days. And then she decided, she became very much angry. Without my consent, without my permission, and he could not put his promise that he'd come. So he decided to go there, Lakshmi ji. She was extremely angry. The Krishnadas Kaviraj described, of course, Krishnadas Kaviraj, Sarup Damodar. It is the nature of a girl afflicted by love to become angry upon finding any neglect on the part of her lover. This is nature of, if she is really afflicted by the love, full of love, her heart is completely flooded with the love for her lover. If she finds any negligence, any neglecting behavior on her lover, immediately she becomes angry. So Lakshmi ji become angry that something neglect, Krishna neglect, Jagannath neglected her without her permission, gone somewhere, and he did not come on time. She immediately in Jagannathpur there ceremonial procession. Lakshmi ji go there along with her associate. And right after arrival, the servant of Jagannath, they are serving, doing the different service. And there were hundreds of maid servants, servants of Lakshmi Devi, they came. They came with the sticks and the weapon. Immediately, without any further delay, they arrived there, started to beat, attack. First they attack a bit. Before the servant of Jagannath could understand what had happened, they were beaten, beating left and right on the fisting with hand and leg, catching their neck and dragging and throwing in the feet of Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi also there. Everyone becomes shocked, what is happening? It was not expected. This was not Mahabharata. It was Vrindavan. Everyone becomes shocked, what is happening? Before they become alert, they wanted to retaliate. By that time, everyone was knocked down. Beaten, and after that, every single servant all humiliated, beaten, thrown in the lotus feet of Lakshmi Devi. And then they got more angry altogether, started to beat, break the rath. Part of rath was also broken. So this past time, this is the time, probably this time, they are their maid servant, there must be breaking. Of course, this year, not so be, no more servant one. However, this is called Hera Panchami. So Lakshmi ji, after Lakshmi ji, Krishna has many wives. The Lakshmi ji, proudest wife of Jagannath. Other wives, they are also the proudest wife, angry wife of Jagannath is Lakshmi Devi. I see today we have acted like this. And for your information, Lakshmi ji has simply a fragrance of that anger in her. more than hundreds times, thousands times more angry, sulky mood maintains another lover of Krishna, and she doesn't go Jagannathpuri, she doesn't go there, she lives in your vicinity here in Vrindavan. And you can guess who she could be. So here I think I should. Any comment or any question? I request make a comment rather question.
In the gardens of Lord Shiva's abode, you know, there's so much beauty and music and birds and flowers and everything's very, very auspicious. So it's also like a heavenly planet. So how they were, you said they were speaking in very bad language and everything like that. So what, you know, you would think that people were more sophisticated or more elevated. And were you mentioning that the ladies were speaking in a very foul language and everything like that?
Vulgar, we say vulgar. Vulgar, a little bit dirty language. They were demigod, not right. They were devotee of Lord Shiva, follower of Lord Shiva. But this was the influence of that tribe due to riches. That is the reason why mentioning that wine, it is intoxicating. But pride of riches, richness, it is really, you can understand the power of intoxicating quality. So riches could influence such a great personality, associates of Lord Shiva, sons of Kubera, residents of heaven, heavenly planet, they are demigods. So here Sukadeva Goswami described that their offense was on the topmost. It's a language also, Shivara. Shivara, Sanskrit word means they are intoxicated, and same time they are speaking very rough, tough and dirty language. This is English, a vulgar language they are speaking, singing. Jaldi boli.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for your beautiful explanation. Maharaj, we see, you said that the byproduct of opulence or richness is that you become madly intoxicated with prestige and false ego. We see in Krishna Leela, even Lord Indra, when the Govardhan hill was worshipped, got madly crazy and started torrential of rains on Govardhan. So why is such a
I was expecting from you that you will say in my support. I have said something and I will expect that you will say support. not contradict. I was talking, so better think how you can support me. Don't contradict me. Any other? That is too philosophical question, so I am avoiding the question. Sorry.
Well, thank you for your in-depth knowledge on this particular section. So you mentioned that the ladies will not be caught because of their decency. So I think that is a comment. I think I have a little objection on that because we may not have a good understanding of their previous life.
What?
I said we may not have a good understanding of their previous life, the reason why they may not cross.
We don't understand their previous life. We don't understand properly their previous life.
Whose previous life?
Yes. No, you emphasize that the lady may not be caught. This is my comment, my own side of the surprise. Because of their decency.
Nice.
So we may not have a good knowledge of their previous life. That may be the result why they
If I was Narad, I would have not cursed me also.
Sri Narad Muni ki.
It's finished.
I think
if you like.
I think it's Granthas Madhagotam ki.